That's what happened on Patchen Avenue when I came to Patchen Avenue and a big churchman met me on the way. He said, don't go there. That place is full of fanaticism. And furthermore, he says, God doesn't want German assemblies. Let them learn English. He said, near Patchen Avenue, there's a tent meeting going on and a revival that's been going on for months and night after night. The revival is going on. So when I came to Patchen Avenue, Sister Amanda had drummed all the German people together and taken them down to the tent where they had tambourines and pianos and bass drums and stuff. And I went down there and I saw Amanda dancing with a tambourine and I said, what a revival. That's what they call a revival, a lot of noise. And I came to Patchen Avenue. The people said, what are you going to do there? I said, I'm going to do what I always do, love Jesus and worship him and get out of his way. And it was wonderful. The first night we were there, 15 people were present and Jesus came. Jesus came. I was satisfied. I said, now thank God the victory is won. Jesus is here. It was one of the meetings in the first week when I didn't preach at all because the place was filled with the cloud of his presence. And I thought, I wonder what these people will think of it. Here is the drummed up revival. And our people went down there. And somebody said to me, the deacon said, I should go and drum them together. I said, nothing doing. Leave them there. That kind of people don't make a revival. It's the people that want Jesus Christ that make a revival. Glory to God. And he got them. He brought them one by one. And when they came in and they met Jesus Christ, they said, well, isn't this strange? Here's a preacher and he sits and does nothing. Closes his eyes. But you know, after a while, they got their eyes on Jesus. I remember one woman came in there and she sat there a while and she looked around. She came from that place where they drummed up enthusiasm. And she looked to the right, and they all had their eyes closed. She looked to the left, they all had their eyes closed. She looked to the platform, and I had my eyes closed. So she called for a song. Let's sing number 37. I had seen the Lord. I said, all right, we'll sing it a little while later. Let's wait a minute. Jesus Christ is walking through these aisles, blessing his people, filling the vessels with oil. So this woman thought, well, might as well close my eyes too. So almost as soon as she closed her eyes, she felt something happening on the inside. You know that the kingdom of God is within?